Good morning, Packers fans. What's up? Aaron Nagler here with your Packers Daily Chat on the Cheesehead TV social channels. It's Friday, folks. Let's do it. Let's go in that weekend. Hopefully, no news dumps late afternoon. We can ride into the weekend and enjoy life and whatnot. Hope you're all doing well. Good to see everybody in the comments section. All quiet on the Packers front for the most part. Obviously, the front office most likely drilling down. Putting together those tiers. It's all about the tiers, folks. It's all about putting those players in tiers and then letting the draft fall to you, which is undoubtedly what Gutekunst & Company will be doing a little less than 3 weeks from today. Morning. No better wake up on a Friday than by talking Packers. Bubbatron, couldn't agree more. I very much agree with that sentiment. What's up, Danny? How are you? Is it the same music every time or do you make tweaks? No, it's the same music every time. It's the theme, baby. Come on now. Legless, what's up? Rumors that 12 is recruiting free agents. Any idea who that might be? I have no idea. I know Mike Silver put that out there. No clue. You'd have to ask the man himself, and I think he's a little busy at the moment doing Jeopardy. What if Aaron Rodgers? Well, he's already filmed it, so it's just watching Jeopardy now. Afternoon, Nags. What's up, Andy? How are you? Newcastle United fans are starting a pledge to attempt fan ownership. Can you recommend a good history book on Green Bay that covers this topic? Well, I mean, definitely you want to check out The People's Team. Check out Mark Beach's book, The 100-plus-year History of the Green Bay Packers. That covers a lot of it. What if Aaron Rodgers finds he loves hosting Jeopardy so much he retires? Well, then it's a good thing they drafted a quarterback, isn't it? Condonuts, Mae. Randy, hello. How are you? Sandy, how are you? I haven't seen you in a while. Hope you're doing well. Thomas, with so few edge rushers and defensive linemen, is this an overall weak draft class like 2015? I think that's a monster jump to be making. Just because there may be shallower talent pools doesn't mean it's going to be a bad draft and B, anything like 2015. 2015 was a bad class around the league. I mean, that's just because maybe there aren't as many edge rushers and or defensive linemen in a particular draft class does not mean it's going to be a historically bad draft class. Let's just slow down on that. Brian Nagler, my cousin, is here. What's up, Brian? Hope you're doing well, man. I'm going to be out in Wisconsin for training camp, so I better see you. That's all I got to say. He also said he could do both. That's right, Bubbatron. Rodgers did mention he seemed to have broken it down pretty well, too, as far as the number of days required for shooting and then the number of work days in the NFL and how he could line them up and do them both. The man is making his pitch. I don't think there's any doubt about that. Nags, will we see any throwback uniforms this year? Why are we so boring when it comes to alt versions? You know, the Packers, they like their tradition. They like to keep it in that wheelhouse. I would love to see the all green as a third option. Color rush, if you will. I doubt that'll ever happen, though. I don't know if there's going to be a third uniform this year. They've kind of skipped it the last couple of years, but I would love it. I'd love if they did some real serious throwback stuff to like the 20s or 30s. That would be dope. But no word yet. Brian, yes, absolutely on the cookout and the brew. That will happen, sir. No question. Joseph, what offensive tackle would you be most happy with in the first, and why is that Samuel Cosme? I mean, that'd be fine. I'd be okay with it. Definitely wouldn't. I'm kind of resigned to the fact that they're probably going to take a tackle at 29, and that's fine. I know it's not sexy and it doesn't get people all excited, but I'm all for plugging in the future at right tackle and letting them go to work. Yeah. Colby or the all yellow, that would be fine too. Dustin, thanks for the super chat. Farley in the first, OSU in the third. Thoughts? Sure. I have no thoughts. You know this. Man, when you're talking about draft, people they're going to draft in which rounds? You can't even discuss like who they're going to take in the first round, let alone the third round. In the third round? You know how many people are going to be off the board by the third round? Man, I don't know. Just throw a dart. You guys get so fixated. It's kind of adorable. Any reason you see the Packers trading back? Yes, Justin. The reason this year would be just a lack of information comparative to other seasons where they obviously are now, actually, I think it was yesterday, they have their medical people in Indianapolis for the medical check for all the prospects. That's something the NFL and the PA agreed upon, even though there was no typical combine, the one thing that the combine really serves the entire league well with is the medical checks. And the fact that there wasn't going to be that check this year without a combine was really concerning to a lot of teams. So they finally got that done. So there's a little bit more information than maybe they were expecting, but the herky-jerky nature of last college football season, a lot of guys opting out, there's just not as much information as most years. And it's a crapshoot in most years. And now this year, they're throwing even more kind of randomness into the mix. So for those reasons, I would suspect that teams, including the Packers, would think about trying to trade back more often than not, just because you get more swings at the plate. And especially if you're at 29, if you select at 29 or you select at 35, the caliber of player, the difference in the caliber of player is probably not going to be that great. The one big reason to stick at 29 would be to maintain that fifth year option on whoever you would select and maintain that extra year of control contractually. And that's a pretty powerful tool. I don't think that's as enticing as it once was a couple years ago, but it's still, I think, pretty significant in the sense that if you hit on that guy at 29, as opposed to trading down, well, if you do trade down, you've only got 4 years of control. And if you nail it with that pick at 29, you've got that extra year. Now, as I think Mike Renner pointed out when I talked to him from PFF, this idea that guys, if they're rookies and they do come in and perform, most of their contracts now have some kind of performance escalators built in where they're going to get paid anyway. So you don't really have to worry about the fifth year option. But I do still think the idea of being able to make sure there's no possibility of the player leaving for an extra year is pretty enticing. That's a long way to go around to say, yeah, I think they'll talk a lot about trading back, but I think the desire to stay put and select their guy will probably be too strong. Big thanks to Cheesehead TV. Saves me from listening to Colin Cowherd's obsession with Rodgers. Hey, baby, it's everybody. It's Aaron Rodgers time. That's what gets the clicks, baby. Gets those sweet, sweet engagement. Everybody's going to be talking about Aaron Rodgers all offseason because the contract hasn't been adjusted. I will say this. As sick of the subject of Rodgers' contract as I am, because God knows I am, everyone should check out Rob Domofsky's piece at ESPN today, where he talked to four different people around the league, a coach, personnel person, executive and personnel, and somebody else. But it's really an excellent piece of content. And like I said, I'm sure most of you are as sick of that topic as I am, but I highly encourage you to check it out because it had some really interesting kind of viewpoints from outside the building, but from people who would kind of know what types of things might be talked about in this kind of situation. Legless, thanks to the super chat. Oh, where'd you go? There you go. Not sure why Packer fans research players in the draft when we know Goody doesn't care about our thoughts. Oh, Legless, I get it, though. I get why people are all in on researching draft picks. Hell, that's why we do a draft guide, you know? I'm all for people getting excited and wanting to know about players. Over the years, I have just arrived at a spot where I don't care about any of these guys until they put on the green and gold. When they get the second they get drafted, I'm all in. Now, I still have draft crushes. I still have guys that like really kind of pique my interest, what have you, but I don't dive in nearly as much as I used to. That said, I don't begrudge anybody who does. That's part of the fun of the draft is kind of hoping that your team gets the guy you like. So I'm in. Again, not here to tell anybody how to fan. It's not for me, but I get why people do it. Andy, thanks for the super chat. Since the Packers hate acquiring slot wide receivers, sign Gio Bernard. Just think we need quick twitch guy running underneath an MVS 9 route to ruin a safety's day. I don't doubt for a second that they're going to look at those types, but I would absolutely be shocked if Gio Bernard was an option there. They'll look to the draft for that. Brett, thanks for the super chat. Not Green Bay related. Who do you think the Niners take? Ooh, with the third overall pick? Man, I don't know. I hope it's Justin Fields, but something tells me it's going to be Mac Jones and Twitter's going to burn. Be kind of fun, though. Why don't people understand the Packers borrowing from future cap to keep this team together that went to back-to-back NFC Championship games, by the way, is their way of going all in? Andrew, it is. And it's, as usual, the Packers operating in a different way than most of the rest of the league. And Packer fans watching the rest of the league make headlines in April and thinking, oh, my team's not doing anything. You know, I kind of get it in the sense of you want to see this team that has gone, as you say, to back-to-back championship games, quote-unquote, get over the hump, and to see an offseason where there's no player acquisition outside of a long snapper from outside the franchise, I understand the frustration from fans. But that said, they took that jump from, 2 years ago to this year. I don't think anybody would debate the fact that they were a better team last year than the year before, which I didn't see coming. They clearly are in on developing their own guys. And I'm excited to watch. No doubt about it. Oh, got that one. Okay. KJ, thanks for the super chat. Do you think the lack of info is, quote, real? I remember you saying they were tracking AJ Dillon since high school or something. I'm not quite sure of that first part of your question. But yes, they absolutely had been all in on AJ Dillon the moment he arrived on campus at BC. They talked a lot about that last draft weekend. I think there's no question they have their guys that they really hope they can land. And there's certainly guys in the personnel group, scouts, what have you, who have been tracking prospects for years and are like, maybe not banging the table, but that's what this next couple weeks is all about. Those personnel meetings is that scout, that area scout who has been tracking a prospect for years saying, okay, we've seen this progression in college. Here he is. If he's available, this is why we should take him, et cetera. So yeah, there's definitely info as far as they've been tracking guys, if they like are all in on them, but it's hard to have that level of commitment and information on all 300 dudes. I mean, as exhaustive as their efforts are to driving to small schools and, going from college to college, practice to practice, day after day after day, there is only so much they can do, So yeah, the lack of info part is still very real, but if it is a guy that they like AJ that they have wanted and tracked since, he stepped on campus, then they'll have a little bit more info, no doubt. I guess I'm a casual fan, but I've always thought of the guys we have on the squad improving are what it takes for my team to get better. It's like any team work within for the most part. Yeah, Matt, I can't disagree with anything you just said. That is how you get better. And that is why the Packers are usually all in about, having guys from past draft classes be the ones that contribute. Everyone, because it's fantasy football mostly, expects the Packers to draft somebody and then have them contribute and be a big difference maker right away. We've seen again and again and again that is not how the Packers operate. And of course, sometimes it happens, but more often than not, they want to develop these guys. And anyone looking for, big contributions from young players should look at previous draft classes, previous recent draft classes, much more than this draft class. Watch Goody draft an edge in the first and just fire us up. I'd love that. Anything to watch the world burn. Dustin, thanks for the super chat. With the draft around the corner and Raji going number 29 to the Packers, can we just schedule the Lebowski watch party for May 1st? I'm on it, Dustin. How about the other way around? Do you see them trading up in the draft for any reason? Sure, Justin. The fact that Gutekunst has traded up literally every year since he's been in charge would suggest that it's a possibility. For who? I have no idea. That's the big question, right? But yeah, is it a possibility? Absolutely. If there's someone he absolutely loves and really wants to go get, I wouldn't put it past him, even in a year where there is a little bit less info. Yeah, no question. It's definitely on the table. Ben, thank you for the super chat. Who's more likely to score the game-winning NFC Championship touchdown off Stafford, Savage or Gary? I like where your head's at, Ben. I'm going to go with Savage because Gary hits Stafford. There, see it all. I like it. I like it a lot. Aaron Nagler, the Packers' voice of reason. I don't know about that, Bob. I'm just a guy with an internet connection. That's all. Mm. Joe, Barmore. I'd love Barmore. I don't know if he makes it to 29, though. I'd be surprised. Zach, thanks for the super chat. I wonder if Green Bay actually wants to wait until next year to act on 12's deal. Gives them a way to get under the cap in 2022 in another year of love. They just want to keep their options open. I think that's the key here, and that's what no one really wants to admit because that's kind of boring and certainly harder to create content around that. But, yeah, they just want to keep their options open, one of which is, yeah, like next year if and when things are dire, Yeah, maybe they can rework his deal then. Maybe they extend it then. If he has another MVP season this year, he's got 2 years left on his deal, maybe then they extend it. But they have the option to do it because they don't overreact this offseason. Mostly, it's just keeping their options open. Uncultured, thanks for the super chat. No matter how the draft goes on night one, someone on the watch party will probably explode and Banky will abuse his power. Pappies. Uncultured, no truer words have ever been typed into a YouTube chat before. You are absolutely correct. Dustin, thanks again, buddy. Think Dalton will play as good as Cutler did for Green Bay? Hey, man, look, all Dalton has to do is move the sticks. With that defense, they'll win some games with Andy Dalton at quarterback. Don't get it twisted. Dalton is not a great quarterback by any stretch of the imagination, but at least he's competent. He's probably better than Trubisky. He just needs to move the sticks. And they're going to win some games. Sad to say, because God knows I'd like them to not win some games. Whoo! Hey, Nags, thank you for everything you do. Thank you, Alex. Thanks for checking it out, buddy. With the 17th game, how is it decided that KC gets the home game over us? Justin, it's a bit of the luck of the draw as far as how they started it. The AFC team gets the home game for the first time out this year. Next year, the NFC team will get the home game. Just how they started it. That's pretty much it. Levi, thanks for the super chat. Nags, I think we sign Sherman, draft an offensive tackle in the first, trade for multiple second-round picks, and we take a second wide receiver in the second. A guy can hope. Levi, that is one map for the future. Not so sure I agree with where it's headed, but that's one possibility, no doubt about it. Andrew, I hate these questions. F, Mary Kill, Star, Favre, Rogers. I will marry them all. How's that? Sandy's all over it. The Bears still suck. That is correct. I heard the Bears placed Anthony Miller on the trade block. Wish we had a shot, but unfortunately not going to happen. Yeah, Walter, that is not going to happen. They ain't trading him to the Packers. I still think he's got talent and a good player. He's obviously had his issues keeping his temper in line more than anything else. But, yeah, that ain't happening in Green Bay. No doubt about that. Zach, thanks for the super chat. You have a truth serum that lasts for one answer. What question are you asking LaFleur and or Goody? Oh, that's a really good one, Zach. Oh, gosh. I don't know, man. That's a really good question. I think the obvious one is Gutekunst. Did you take love thinking that Aaron was about to fall off after 2018 and 2019? That's probably what I would ask. But there's a lot of stuff I'd like to ask. You have to bring one back, Mike Pettine or Kevin King. They already answered that question. They're bringing back Kevin King. Brett gonna cheat on you, man. Oh, man, that is tough, Kenny. That is tough. All right, I'm going to leave it there. I'm going to get going. I can't thank you guys enough for hanging out, talking some Packers each and every day, Monday through Friday, right here on Cheesehead TV. Please do me a monster favor and hit like on this video, subscribe to the channel, and stop by today at 5 o'clock for some Packers trivia. Each and every Monday through Friday, I am doing Packers trivia today. I will not be doing Packers trivia next Monday because I am getting my first shot of the vaccine. So catch me up tonight, 5 o'clock, get the bragging rights until Tuesday, 5 p.m. right here on the YouTube channel. In the meantime, do please hit like on this video, subscribe to the channel, tell your friends, tell your family, Cheesehead TV. We are devoted to Green Bay Packers fans worldwide. Thanks a lot, everybody. Have a great weekend. Talk to you soon.